And we're live. Hey, good morning, 5 a.m. Mr. Scrum Show. Hope you're doing well today. Yesterday was a bad day for me. It was my birthday. It kind of fell apart. But you know what? You keep moving on. I put some posts up about going out in the morning and seeing the sunrise to get you in a good state. And I'll talk more about it next week. I got a couple ideas for our show on this Tuesday next week on how to handle that. But today I want to talk about a podcast I was listening to, and I am looking at my little notes here. I do write notes every once in a while just to keep me on top. I don't know if I keep myself on topic or not, but I give it a best shot I can. So I was listening to the Happy Engineer podcast today as part of my getting back into the flow after a rough day yesterday. And he was suggesting a different question. And I'm going to bring this question up and see how we could apply this to yourself from a networking perspective, your Scrum team, one-on-ones, daily Scrum. Give a couple options for another question you might want to ask or have your team ask themselves, right? And the question was, instead of asking at a networking event, how can I help you? This is very interesting. Actually, you should listen to the podcast on the Happy Engineer. It's actually pretty good. But ask, where do you need the most help, right? Different question, different results. So we're going to go into that today on the show. And this is the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. And I am Greg Master, Scrum Master and Agile Coach, where we talk about Scrum and Agile in a very practical and tactical way. So you can bring value to your customers, not work that crazy hours to bring that value to customers and have a little fun along the way. I guess I should check my clock. Is my clock still good? I don't know. I don't know. I have to check the power on the clock. Anyway, all right. So this Happy Engineer podcast, which I do recommend, it's good. It has good stuff in it. Especially when you're working with engineers, it's good to know what engineers need, right? Whether it be development engineers, anybody, it helps in general. But he was talking about networking. And when you go to network events, how engineers are very shy, a lot of them are, but you need to network. It's part of your career path. Yeah, it's a thing you need to do, but it also helps with working together as a team. So he was coming up from a career path perspective because that's what he talks about. But I want to bring in how it brings into a Scrum team perspective. So when you network, rather than ask, how can I help you? And listen to the words I'm using. How can I help you? Change it to, where do you need the most help? Different. You notice I dropped the I. What does this do? One, it provides a positive interaction because you're putting credits. So here comes Bubbles. Hi, Bubbles. You want to say hi? Bubbles is here. Hi, Bubbles. Bubbles is here. She hasn't been here in a while. There's your tail. Got to put the tail on the show. Ooh, there's a tail. So you're being positive because you're offering, kind of offering help, but you're not offering help. And it gives them an out. If they really don't need anything at the time, then it's a positive, you know, like it's there. What I like about it too, you're not committing yourself to helping them, right? If I use the I, how can I help you? Now you're committing yourself and you could overcommit to things that maybe you can't help with, right? However, if you go, what do you need the most help with in a network event? And this is my take on it. You may be able to supply that person with somebody else who could help them, right? It may not necessarily be you, but in that, did you talk to so-and-so? That person is doing whatever that may be related to what you want to do, right? So you did it in such a way where you're helping, but not overcommitting yourself, but maybe helping them find someone who can help them in their need, right? So it's kind of different. I like it. Now, let's take this and apply it to Scrum. At first, and this is why I'm using my notes. At first, I was thinking, ooh, this could be an interesting question to ask a daily Scrum. Think about it. But then I'm going to tell you, but don't do it at first. I'm going to tell you how to bring this up into your Scrum. So there's lots of techniques. So first, let's talk about, before you bring that question, you know, where do you need the most help? It's a different question than we normally ask, but it's a very relevant question. I'm going to give you some techniques on how to do that scrum. But before you do that, this is a great question for coaches. In fact, I'm going to use it when I do my one-on-ones. In fact, I recommend you do this technique, ask this question for your one-on-ones. It's a great way. Think about it. Where do you need the most help? It's not like, how can I help you, but where do you need the most help at this time? Maybe there is nothing. Okay, then you can talk about another topic, but it gets them in a thought of thinking about where they can use the most help. Give them time to react. Don't look for instantaneous. Like, no, think about the question, right? So you're in your one-on-one. You say, okay, where do you need the most help at this time? And they may say, oh, I don't need anything. I said, well, you know, I'm not looking for an immediate. Think about it. Take a couple of seconds. Think about where you could use the most help. And it could be anything, right? And that gets the conversation. And why do I say do it in your one-on-ones? Because then it's not unexpected. Because they're used to you asking the question. So if you've done it in the one-on-ones, you already prepped them. Because there's nothing worse than surprising people with something new. So in the one-on-one environment, it's a great place to bring that up. And if you haven't met with anybody on your team, which are some people on my teams I haven't met with, shame on me, this is a great question to ask, right? And then you can talk about it and grow into that. And then see how, ask them, how might be that question be asked to your teammates, right? So first you do it one-on-ones, right? Because it gets it familiar with the question, you know, where do you need the most help at this time, right? Gives it a time box, a current thing, not in the future, but now. What do you need help with? Because maybe it's not you. Maybe it's the team members. Maybe it's their personal life. Maybe they need an electrician for their house. Maybe they need a painter. Maybe they need a babysitter. Who knows? Maybe you have some information or might know. So I can't quite help with the babysitter, but if I see anybody, I'll let you know if I know anybody else has kids or something like that, right? So there could be all these things. So now you did that in the one-on-ones. Now, how do you bring this up during daily scrum, right? It's a different question. There's a lot of things, and you should try it on your own and figure out what you want to do. And I do have Bubbles, and she is clawing my leg at this point in time. So if I scream in pain, it is the cat's fault. Okay. All right. So we settled that. All right. We settled your improvised getting in trouble here, Bubbles. So now in daily scrum, so what do you do? So the question is, where do you need the most help? Now there's a lot of ways you could do it. You as scrum master can bring it up, but I'm thinking something a little bit different. When you go from person to person in daily scrum, so you introduce this question and say, okay, yeah, we're going to talk about what we did, whether it be before or after. And if you do the one-on-ones, you can ask them, what would you think would be a good time to ask? It would be at the beginning or the end, or like talk about what you did and then what do you need the most help with? Or it just replace all those questions together. Don't even talk about what you did. And oh my God, the scrum police would be like, why aren't you talking about the sprint and meeting sprint goals? Because sometimes you just need to change it up, right? Okay, we're changing it up. Well, oh my God, Greg's doing different. So where you do this is you have each person ask the next person, not you as scrum master. You may start it off and give them an example, like I need help with tree trimmer, right? Because my tree's gonna, I take my tree down. I have one, but I can give it an example as an example of someone to recommend. And it's an example of something at work. I need a good reference for pulling a table or a good reference for doing some automated programming online or something like that, right? So that would be good. It's a reference thing, or I need help with this bug or this application that we have customized. And if anybody really can help me out with that, I would love that help. What does that do? So how does it work? So the person in front says, Greg, where do you need the most time help at this time, right? Or the most assistance at this time? And then introduce them. And then that, and when that person, when Greg is done, Greg will say, hey, Sally, where do you need the most assistance at this time? Right? You notice how this is going. One, I'm getting the team to self-organize, the team to run the scrum. They're asking each other the questions and giving an introduction, right? So now I did that legwork, asked them in one-on-one, so they're used to that question. And then they ask each other, right? It gets a better introduction and a better bonding event experience between the scrum team. So it's a different question. It's something different. It may trigger some stuff that needs to be put into the next sprint, or trigger you as a scrum master and agile coach on something that you may want to approach them later on in your one-on-ones, or prepping for retros, or prepping for the next sprint, or in this current sprint, or who knows what you need. But it's a different question, brings a different technique. So again, when you're in a networking event, or you're in your scrum, or your one-on-ones, try this question. Where do you need the most assistance at this time? Or where do you need the most help at this time? It doesn't overcommit yourself. Gives them an opportunity to voice something they need some assistance, or maybe they don't, but it's they like the fact that someone offered, asked them their opinion, not offered directly. And it's a good alternative question to spark that connection between everyone. So give that a try. Do it at your next networking. I definitely recommend listening to the podcast on the Happy Engineer, because he goes into it a lot more than I will in this little segment. But it's not bad. So try this question. Where do you need assistance at this time? Or where do you need the most assistance? Where do you need the most help at this time, right? The most, not anything, but the most. Maybe it'll get something off their plate. Maybe you can come up with an answer. Maybe you can't, but at least you asked, right? So try that. Try that first in one-on-ones, then in the daily scrum. And if you go to a networking event to continue your career, or you're marketing your wares or whatever, try that. Like if I was someone asked me coaching and I have to do that, I know people that do different things. One of the coaching questions someone asked me about Kanban. I can help coach in a lot of different ways, but I'm also going to offer a friend of mine who teaches Kanban. So if they have some really heavy duty, deep, deep Kanban questions, maybe that person is a better fit to help them with their current need, though I think they need more coaching stuff too. But, you know, offering that help, if you're really packed up, that's an opportunity to help them without overcommitting yourself. So with that, I want to say, have a great day. Happy scrumming. See you tomorrow. Take care. And even if you have a bad day, there's things you can do to make it better. And we'll talk about that next week. And tomorrow is We Team Wednesday. So we'll talk about some team stuff and things like that. Yeah, I didn't do any metric stuff on Monday because it was my birthday. I don't know if I wanted to do any metric stuff, to be honest with you. Plenty of metrics out there. So have a great day. See you tomorrow. And I wish you the best and happy scrumming. And if I get this to work, it's been a while, right? Been a day. I didn't do Friday either. Ooh, not good. Take care. Have fun. Bye, everyone.